Mesechtes Chulin, Daf Chav Ches, 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Zayinim and Beis, and on Daf Chav Zayinim and Aleph, in the first Mishnah of the second Perek, so the Mishnah taught us, HaSheichet Echa Ba'if V'Shnayim Behema Shchitasik Sheira V'Ru B'Shal Echa Kamayu, and the Gemara brought multiple Makaris that Shchita on a Behema is Midiraisa, and either based on Halach L'Mesh Misinai or based on a Limud. We also saw the Braisa that was brought by Bakapara, that the Pasuk states in Pasha Shmini, Zeus Teres Behema V'Oif, Hitla Kasa of the oif being behemel adogim, and certainly according to this brisa, the chiv to do shchita on the oif is also midiraisa. However, Agamar now continues and brings a shita that although do milika on a bird of kachim is certainly midiraisa. However, the chiv to do shchita on a bird of chulin is only midrabanan. And keep in mind, as Rashi points out, that certainly this does not mean that one could kill a bird in any fashion, or if a bird dies by natural means, then it would be mutter to eat that bird. And certainly, the Torah teaches us that one cannot even Vela, and one would even become Tameh by eating the Vela of an Oiftar. However, as long as one will kill a behema, cutting the Kana or the Veshet, even if he doesn't follow all the Hilcha Shchita, then the bird would still be kosher, and one would be able to eat that bird. And Agamar begins, Amar Behuda Meshum Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas, Ein Shchita L'Oif Ben Atera, Shenema B'Shafach B'Shvicha Ba'al Masagi. Rabbi Yehuda states in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas that there is no Chiv of Shchita on an Oif Midereisa, as when the Pasuk in Pashas Achrim Mois discusses is the mitzvah of Kisei Adam, which we know only applies to a chaya and a oif and not to a behema. And the pasuk states, "V'ish ish b'bnei Yisrael u'min ager agar b'seichem ashiyotzud seid chaya oif ashiyer ochel v'shafach esdamer v'chiso ba'afar." And the Torah uses lashon v'shafach. Therefore, we see b'shvicha ba'alma that a oif would be kosher, and as long as you spill its blood in some manner, then the oif would be kosher. And Rashi points out that even though we had the pasuk of v'zayis teres habehema va'oif, and as we saw from Kapara, that we compared an oif to a behema and to a dog. However, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pichas will actually learn like the other Amorayim. He learns that we will be makish a behema to an oif of kachim, and just like an oif of kachim requires malika minatzavar, and therefore we learn that shchita of behema is also minatzavar. And Rashi points out that one may say that even though Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pichas doesn't have a makar in the Torah, however, we already saw that multiple Amorayim explained that all the dinim of shchita are lach l'mesh. Maybe the chiyuv of shchita by an oiv is also based on halacha mesh misinai, and Zok Rashi v'afilu meter shvar peh ma'halacha mesh misinai ein loy el midiri seifim. And as we explain akdama, the ein nivlas oiv kriy nevela el mkin misim alel a hargu b'makas loy alidei simanim avol nechira yikus simanim kashubai. And Agamar continues and asks that since the pasuk b'digei kisei adam doesn't only speak about an oiv but it also speaks about a chaya, so yehachi chaya nami. So since the pasuk use lashon v'shafach b'negei achaya, so we should also learn that ein shchita l'chayim in atayra. However, the Gemara explains that ishkish l'psula mekdashin, that as we will see in daf chaf chesem and aleph, that we compare the din of achaya to the din of psula mekdashin, which refers to an animal of a kachim that became a balmum. And the pasuk states in pashas re'ei, ach kashi yeochel esetzvi ves ayol kein techlenu atomi v'atar yachtov yechlenu. And as Rashi will say on daf chaf chesem and aleph, that the pasuk did not have to mention a tzvi and ayol, and the pasuk should have just stated, "Ach atomi v'atar yachtov yechlenu." As the Gemara will state, "Ma'psula mekdashin b'shchita, af tzvi v'ayil b'shchita." That just like a behemoth, that's psula mekdashin requires shchita. Similarly, a chaya would require shchita, even though the pasuk uses lashon v'shafach b'negei a chaya. However, this hekish is moitzi from that limud, and it teaches us that a chaya does require shchita. And when the Torah states v'shafach, it only refers to an oif. However, the Gemara now is oif nami iskish l'behemoth d'chsiv zayis teres habehema va'oiv, that just like there's a hekish that compares a chayit or behema and therefore is moitzi from the lashon of a shafach, so we also have a hekish that compares an oif to a behema. And even though we previously explained that according to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas, he explains that the hekish teaches us that we learned the halachis of a behema from the halachis of malika by an oif, and whether certainly there's a klal that in hekish lemechza, and just like we learned the dinam of a behema from an oif, we should also learn the dinam of an oif from a behema, and there should be a requirement of shchita. However, the Gemara explains, Haksiv v'shavach esdamai, l'maisa the pasuk uses the lashon shvicha, and therefore we see that the chiyuv of shchita does not apply either to an oif or to a chaya. However, the Gemara continues and asks, u'may chazaz the shadi le'al oif, shadi achaya. Since we have a hekesh that compares a chaya to a behema, and we also have a hekesh that compares an oif to a behema, when the Torah uses lashon v'shavach, how do we know that we should use it in order to learn that in shchita la'if min atayra, and to be moitzi from the hekesh? Maybe we should actually learn learn the in shchita l'chayim in that Torah, and the hekish that we find by psulim mekdashin, we will not use in order to learn the din of a chay from a behema, but instead we will learn the din of a behema that's a balmum from the din of a chaya, as we will point out on daf chav ches amud aleph. And finally, the Gemara explains mistavra mishum nisalik minei, that the reason why we dash in the word b'shafach the b'shvicha ba'al masagi regarding an oif and not regarding a chaya is because, as we saw, the pasuk in Parshas Echrim states the ish ish b'mirei yisol mina gerah gor b'seicha mashiyot tzitzit chaya oif asher ochel b'shafach is domi b'chisol ba'afar. Since the word b'shafach is closer to the word oif than to the word chaya, so therefore specifically b'negeya oif we learn that in shchita l'oif mina tera. And the Gemara will now continue and ask questions on this memory of Yehuda mishum Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas. And the Gemara brings a simin nisnabel dam b'malika, which is a simin for the next three questions. And the Gemara continues meisvei, and the Gemara's first question will be from Mishnah da peheyom and aleph b'negeya kisui adam. And the Mishnah teaches us hashech b'nistavel b'yadai or hanecha v'amaka patum l'chaseis, if someone is trying to perform a proper shchita and by mistake the animal becomes an avela, and as Rashi states shaloi midas, or he actually tried to make this animal an avela and he did nechira, or he was ma'aka midas. So since the pasuk b'negeya kisui adam states asher ochel, so the only time he's a chiyuv to do kisui adam is only if it's kosher to eat this animal, and since this animal is an avela and it's also to eat this animal, therefore one would be potter from doing kisui adam. And the Gemara's havmina is that this Mishnah is not only talking about a chaya, but it's also discussing an oif, and therefore the Gemara asks, Yamrit ein shchitul oif minatera, nechirasizu shchitasai, and liboy kisoi. And even if you're going to say that midrabanan one is required to do shchita by an oif, but since midraisa one doesn't have to do shchita, as we previously mentioned, that even by doing a shchita and not following all the halachas of shchita, and either doing nechira or being ma'akar, that this bird would not be in a vela, at least midraisa it would be kashla achila. So even though midrabanan certainly would be asa to eat this bird, but lemaisa the chiv of kisui adam should still apply. However, the Gemara answers misavret ba'oif loy b'chaya, and who said that this Mishnah is discussing a case of an oif, as potentially this din of the Mishnah only applies to a chaya, and since certainly there's a chiv to do a proper shchita on a chaya, and this chaya became an avela midiraisa, and one could not eat this chaya midiraisa, so the chiv of kisui adam doesn't apply. But in a chenami, in the same scenario, b'negiya bird, and since midiraisa it's not an avela, so there would be a chiv to do kisui adam. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, let us ask another question on the din of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas from the following brisa. And right now, the Gemara's havmina is that the brisa is discussing a case of an oif, and the brisa tells us that if someone shechs an oif and they need the dam for a specific purpose, and the Gemara will explain what purpose we're referring to, but the brisa teaches us that since there's a chiv to do kisui adam, so therefore he will not be able to use the dam for his own malacha and for his own purposes. The brisa continues that if someone needs dam l'malachtai, so ketsu l'oisa, so what would be an etza for him in order to be potter from kisui adam and be able to use the dam? And the brisa tells us, since he'll kill the oif using an improper shchita, so the bird will be in a vela and it will not be chayiv in kisui adam, and he will now be able to use the blood for whatever commercial purposes he wanted to. And the Gemara continues on daf chav ches amud aleph and asks this question on Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas, as my lab oif to kaboy l'dmei l'yanika, as mepashas it would seem that this price is specifically talking about someone that wants to shchita on an oif in order to use the blood, since we know that people would take the blood of an oif and sprinkle it on a woolen beged in order to protect it from moths. And as Rashi states, my lab oif koi shrei damu roi l'yanika l'telas hagdele b'beg d'itzema shekoyin tinya k'dechsev, and as the pasuk in Eiv states k'beged achlu osh. Rashi continues to explain the question of the Gemara as become a nechrai, as the Brisa states you could do nechira and the potter min akisui, and you will now be potter from kisui adam as it's considered an avela and you're not able to eat this oif. And if Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas is correct that in shchital oif the nechrai tzarach kisui shizu shchitasai, then even if you'll do nechira it is not considered an avela midiraisa, and if so one should still have to do kisui adam, and how could one use this dam? And Ayin and Tesis Rashi points out that the Gemara's havmina is that this Brisa is specifically talking about an oif, since the Brisa stated and use the Lashon Zachar, which makes sense b'negei an oif, as if the Brisa is speaking about a chaya, then the Brisa should have used Lashon Akeva. However, our Gemara responds loy b'chaya de kaboy l'dmei l'laka, that really this Brisa is specifically talking about a chaya, and they would use the red blood of a chaya in order to dye skins red. Certainly, since there's a chiv of shchita by a Chaya Miduraisa. So if one was Nechra Ikra, so Miduraisa, the Chaya would be in a Vela, and it would be also to eat the Chaya, and therefore the Chiyo Kisei Adam would not apply, and you could use the blood. However, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas will explain that this Brice is not discussing the case of a bird, as Ein Shchita L'Oipen Natera, and therefore, even by doing the Chira Akira, it would not be in a Vela, and there would still be a Chiyo to do Kisei Adam. And let us point out that certainly after someone does Kisei Adam, the blood does not become Asabana. However, it just means practically, once you cover it with offer, then you would not be able to use his blood for other purposes. And as Rashi states at the bottom of Daf Chav Zayin Rebeis, Chayiv L'chasis Al Kochoy, and the Shuv Lo Yirah L'Malacha Ayin Sham, and in regard to the Teretz of our Gemara, so the Teretz of Rashi also explains, U'mishani B'chaya, V'hori Kama, Keitzur Oysa, L'mashu Sheikhait, Neichoy Oikroy, and even though we'll use Lashon Zachar, these terms are not referring to the Chaya itself, and it's referring to the category of the thing that you did Shechita to. And the Gemara now continues, Tashma, the Gemara will now ask another question on Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas from the Mishnah Masechtas Zvachim on Daf Samaches. And as we know, that when doing Malika on Oif of Kachim, so a Kohen would take his nail and would push it through the back of the neck of the Oif, and it would first break the Mafrekes, it would then cut the Simonim of the Oif. And the Mishnah teaches us, Molot Besakin Mitam Begodim HaBeis Ablia, that if instead of the Kohen using his nail, so he does the Maisa Malika, but he uses a knife, as we previously saw, that by using a knife, so the animal becomes an Avela, as is considered like he was Darso or he did Chalada, and it's not a proper Shechita, and therefore the Oif is considered an Avela, and as we know that Nivlas Oif is Metam Begodim HaBeis Ablia. And the Gemara now has a question on Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas, that V'iya Amrit Ein Shechita L'Oif Menatera, Nehi Nami Dechitav Alei Shidro Mafrekes Havala Trefa, Tehenela Sakin L'Tayra Medein Avela. If it's true that there is no requirement to do Shechita by an Oif Menatera, so although certainly by doing Shechita from the back of the neck of an Oif, Kohen will break the Shidro Mafrekes prior to cutting the Simonim, and certainly the Oif was considered a Trefa at that point, we know that even if an animal is a Trefa and one does a proper Shechita, then the animal does not become an Avela, and similarly B'negei Oif, since there is no requirement to do Shechita, and one could just kill the animal by doing Nechira, so although in a Chinami it was considered a Trefa, but since Midiraisa you kill this animal properly, so why would it be considered an Avela, and why would it be Mitame Begodim HaBeis Ablia? And before we continue, let us point out, number one, Rashi explains that when our Gemara stated that this Oif will only be a Trefa and not an Avela, is Dafka if he only cut the Shedrim Mafrekes and he did not cut Roiv Basa, and as we learned in Dafka Alpha and Aleph, that if one would cut Roiv the Basa of the back of the neck of the bird, as well as the Shedrim Mafrekes, then the Oif would not be considered a Trefa, and certainly before the actual slicing of the Simonim, the bird would actually be considered dead, and therefore it would be an Avela. And also, as we learned previously on Daf Chaf HaMem Beis, that Lefi Rava, since when someone does Malika, they have to push through the neck of the animal, and they can't use a slicing motion, so Lefi Rava, the Psul Drasa, would always apply. However, the Gemara previously explained, that Rav Huna holds that when doing Malika, one could use a slicing motion, and therefore, specifically, the Psul of Chalada would apply, and not the Psul of Drasa, as we explained. And also, I in the Top Tesis on Daf Chaf Chesem Aleph that points out that the Gemara's question is Dafka according to Rav Meir, holds that a Maisa of Malika will be Moitzi B'dei Nevela. However, Lefi Rabbi Yisi that we saw in Masechtas Zvachim on Daf Samach Tassan Beis, so the Gemara would not have a question, as Rabbi Yisi clearly holds that when something is a Trefa, that only a proper Shechita will be Moitzi B'dei Nevela, but a Maisa Malika will not be Moitzi this Behema B'dei Nevela, and it would still be Metam Begodim HaBeis Ablia. And finally, let us point out that our Gemara feels that when the Mishnah Masechtas Zvachim states, Molek B'sakim Metam Begodim HaBeis Ablia, that the Mishnah is teaching us a din deraisa, and it would actually be tumah deraisa, as otherwise we could explain, since even Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas agrees that even by an oif, midrabbanon is certainly a chiyuv to do shechita, and therefore we would be able to explain that when the Mishnah states malik b'sakim mitamim begadim abeis ablia, is only discussing tumah midrabbanon. However, the lashon of Mishnah is mashma that we're discussing tumah midraisa, and the Gemara continues that in a chenami, this Mishnah is a valid question on the sheet of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas. And certainly the Tana of this Mishnah does hold the Yeshchita L'Oif Minatera. However, who the Oma Kehai Tana, or Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas holds like the following Tana. The Tanya, as we learn to the Brisa, Rabbi Elazar Kappa Barabi Omer, that Rabbi Elazar Kappa, who is the Gadol Ador, stated that in Pashas Re'eh, when the Torah tells us that it's mutter for Klai Yisrael to eat Basar Chulin, so the Pasuk states, Ach Kashi Ochel Setzvi Vesa'ayol Kintach Lenu, Hatom Vatar Yachtav Yach Lenu, and as Rashi explains that this Pasuk is going going to teach us halacha b'negei psula mikdashin sheniftu b'mumin, and one can shecht it like regular chulin. Rebbeleza Kapel would be bothered as to why the pasuk mentions a svi and ayol, and as Rashi points out that the pasuk could have just stated achatami v'atar yachtav yichlenu. And as our brisa continues, mat hamaloyma ach kashi yochlas at svi v'sayol v'chimad lo manu mitzvi v'ayol me'ata. And by the fact that the Torah didn't have to mention a svi v'ayol, hariza bolami v'nim salamad, so it would seem that the Torah is only telling us these words in order that we should learn something from the tzvi and ayol. And instead, since we know that one could only bring a korban from a behemoth and not from a chaya, so when the pasuk speaks about psul and mikdashin, so we must be speaking about behemoths, and therefore we will now learn the din of a tzvi and ayol, which are chaya, from the din of a behemoth. And as the Gemara states, makish tzvi v'ayol the psul and mikdashin, and ma psul and mikdashin b'shchita, at tzvi v'ayol b'shchita, that since there is certainly a chiyah to do shchita by psul and mikdashin and by behemoths. And as Rashi points out, that the previous pasuk states, v'zavachtami b'karach mitzencha, and this was one of the limudim and one of the makuris, there is a din of shchita by a regular behemoth, and therefore there is a chiv to do shchita by a chaya as well. Certainly Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas agrees with this point, and as we saw previously in the member of Yitzchak ben Pinchas, that when the Gemara asked, hachi chaya nami, and the Gemara responded, ishkus l'psula mekdashin, referring to this limud of Rabbi Elazar Kappa that we just saw in this brisa. And the main point of our Gemara is from the next part of the brisa, as Rabbi Elazar Kappa continues, v'oif ein l'shchita midivrei Torah el midivrei seifim, that the chiv to do shchita by an oiv is not midivrei Torah, and it's only midivrei seifim. Therefore, although the Mishnah Masechtas Vachim is specifically not like Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas, and that Mishnah holds that yesh shchita la'oif min haTorah, however, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas holds like Rabbi Elazar Kappa, who was the Gadol Hador, and clearly holds that ein shchita la'oif min haTorah. And Ayin Rashi, although in our Gemara we're making a hekesh between a chaya and psula mikdashin, and clearly our Gemara understands that this pasuk is speaking about psula mikdashin. However, Rashi brings down that the sefri actually makes this hekesh between a tzvi and ayil and a regular behemah of chulin, and the gears of the sefri is the makish tzvi va'ayil behemah and ma behemah b'shchita af tzvi va'ayil b'shchita and v'loy mukla haikradi chiyachir b'psula mikdashin el b'basa tai v'shal chulin, as we explained. Keep in mind that although from our Gemara it's mashma that we are only learning the din of tzvi and ayil from the din of psula mikdashin, however, as Tesis points out in Masechet Sanhedrin daf ayin gemar m'alef, that certainly we learned the din of psula mikdashin from the din of tzvi and ayil as well. Lifta min armatana is kedashin in parakabed b'chayrais, and when we were learning daf chav zayin and abeis, we were miramis to this point. The Gemara continues that although we just saw that Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas will hold like Rabbi Elazar Kappa, but we also saw that the Mishnah Masechet Zvachim is clearly not like Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas, and the Tana of the Mishnah Masechet Zvachim clearly holds that yesh chita la'if min haTorah. And in addition, based on the pashas of the Brisa on daf chav zayin and abeis, and the Brisa stated that in order to avoid kisei adam, so ketsu isa, and the Brisa stated neichrei ikrei, and the pashas would seem that the Tana of Brisa also holds that yesh chita la'if min haTorah. Therefore, our Gemara continues, man Tana de polig led Rabbi Elazar Kappa, that who is this Tana that is chilek on the shita Rabbi Elazar Kappa, and as Rashi points out, man Tana de le'el diktani neichrei ikrei the polig led Rabbi Elazar Kappa. It would seem that Rashi is bringing this brisa down in order to tell us that even though the Gemara previously gave a teretz and explained that that brisa could be speaking about a case of a chaya, however, the pashas of that brisa is certainly talking about an oif, since we already found in Mishnah Masechtas Zvachim that clearly holds that yesh chita la'if min haTorah. Therefore, we will explain the brisa in the same manner, and this will also be going like the man da'ama that yesh chita la'if min haTorah. And the Gemara explains, Rebbe Hi, that the shita that yesh chita la'if min haTorah is the shita of Rebbe Huda Nasi. The Tanya, as we learned to brisa, Rebbe Omer, that as we previously mentioned, the pasuk in Pashas Re'ei tells us, ki yirchach mimcha amakam eshivcha Hashem alakecha alasam shmai sham, and vizavachta mi bekorcha mitzincha ashen nasan Hashem alakecha kasher tzivisicha v'chalta b'sherecha b'chol avas nafshecha, and the pasuk tells us vizavachta kasher tzivisicha milameh shen stava Moshe ala veshev ala konav ala roiv echa ba'ev ala roiv shnayim b'meima, that this teaches us that Moshe Rabbeinu was taught the halachas of shchita, which certainly includes the five psulim of shchita, as well as the chiv to shecht an animal from its neck and from the vesha and kona, and the din of roiv echa ba'ev and roiv shnayim b'meima. And as Rashi states, kasher tzivisicha lomich nispash lemitzah shchita al peh dehechin tzivon b'ksav and roiv echa lab mikro yalev ala klim al hilch shchita nitzdava. And in Tesis Dibur Maschel v'aroiv echa ba'ev v'aroiv shnayim b'meima, the yesh mefarsh min dorsh b'gematria, and some agurias, the words that we find in the Bala Turim in Pashas Re'ei, at the gematria of kasher tzivisicha is roiv echa ba'ev v'aroiv shnayim b'meima. Then Tesis continues, Dava Zachar that we learn from the Rashi Tevis of the word Asher, and the Aleph stands for Echa Ba'ev, the Shin stands for Shnai Vehima, and the Reish stands for Rubi Shal Echa Kamayu, Rubi Shal Echa Kekulai, and Tezis continues that the Rashi Tevis Lamafreya of Kasher have a Rubi Shal Echa Kekulai Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, as a Mishnah taught us that Echa Ba'ev, that one has to Shecht, one is Simonim by an Oiv, and when we learned our Mishnah, we explained that one has to Shecht either the Kana or the Veshet. However, our Gemara will now bring a machlekes as Itmar Rav Nachman Omer Oy Veshet Oy Kana, and Rav Ad Bahava Omer Veshet Loy Kana. The Rav Nachman holds that one could either shecht the Veshet or the Kana. However, Rav Ad Bahava holds that when doing shechita on the Oif, one specifically has to slice the Veshet of the Oif and not the Kana. Let us remember that the Veshet refers to the esophagus or the food pipe, and the Kana, which the Gemara will also refer to as the Gargaras, refers to the trachea or the windpipe. And let us also keep in mind that the Gemara will point out that it's more common and it's easier for the Gargaras or the windpipe to be ripped out and detached from the jaw of the animal. But the Gea Hilchus Trefa, that is a chumra by the Veshet, as even if the Veshet gets a small tiny hole, then it becomes a Trefa. And as we know, Nekuvus HaVeshet is possible b'mashu. However, an oif only becomes a Trefa, Roi V'Dekona is sliced, or Roi V'Dekona has a hole. And our Gemara now continues, there of Nachman Omar, Oy Veshet Oy Kona, as Echa Ktani, Echa Koldu, as a Mishnah stated, that by an oif, one has to slice one of the Simonim, and certainly the Mishnah means that one could slice either the Kona or the Veshet. However, of Adaba Ava Omar, Veshet Loy Kona, and my Echad Meyuchad, that even though the Mishnah stated, the Loshim Echad, and it's Mashma, that one could cut either one of the Simonim. However, the Mishnah really meant that one has to slice the one that's Meyuchad, and Rashi points out that Veshet Meyuchad should be Simonim he, Shechias HaBehim HaToliboy, the Benek of Mashu Mitrafa, Vilukana Adam Mystic Ruba, and Ayn Rabbeinu Geshem claimed Shazel Veshet, Shuchomel in the Trefa, Yosemikana, Shazel Filunik of Kulshu Trefa, and Vikana be Isar Talki. The Gemara continues, Simon, Shacha Chatzayin, Gageris, Pegima, Dechatas Oiv, and the Gemara will bring five Rayas, and two will be questions around Rav Nachman, and three will be Rayas to Rav Nachman, which is ultimately the way that we paskin. And the first Simon is Shachat, and the Gemara will now ask a question from a Braisa, as Mesve Shachat as a Veshet, the Achach Nishbeta Gageres, Kshira, and Nishbeta Gageres, the Achin Shachat as a Veshet, Psula, Shachat as a Veshet, Venimsis Gageres Shmuto, Vein Yodeim, Kodim Shchita Nishbeta, and Lacha Shchita Nishbeta, Zehoi Maisa Vamru, Kosafel Beshchita Psula, and this Braisa is discussing the Shchita of an Oiv, and the Braisa tells us, if one Shechta the Veshet of an Oiv properly, and only afterwards the Kono Gageres was dislocated from its jaw, and the Shchita was Kosher. However, if the Kana was previously dislocated and only after did they do a proper shechita on the Veshet, certainly this oif was a trefa and one would not be able to eat this oif. And the Braisa continues that if one did shechita on the Veshet and then he finds that the Gageres was already shmuta, however he's not certain if the dislocation happened prior to the shechita and it would be trefa, or if it happened after shechita and it's kosher. And when a similar story happened, so the Rabbanan paskin that since we have a klal that suffix the rice is l'chumra, also we have a chazaka prior to Shechita, it was also to eat his oif, and therefore, Kol Safa B'Shechita is Psula. The Gemara now continues and asks this question on Rav Nachman, as Ilu Shechita B'Gageres Loik Tani, that this Braisa continued to give examples where someone did Shechita on the Veshet, and the Braisa did not give any examples where someone did Shechita on the Kana, and then the Veshet became dislocated, and it's mashma that Shechita must be done on the Veshet and not the Kana. However, the Gemara answers, Mishum the Gageres Avidu L'Shtemute, that in a Chanami, one could really do Shechita on the Kana or the Veshet. The only reason why the Braisa discusses a case where someone did Shechita on the Veshet and then the Gageres was dislocated is because that's a standard case, and as Rabbeinu Geshem explains, Shekashahi v'nishmata, really there is no difference if someone does Shechita on the Veshet or the Kana, and one cannot bring a Raya from his Braisa against the Shita of Rav Nachman. The Gemara now continues, Tashma, and the Gemara will try to bring another Raya against Rav Nachman, as the Braisa teaches us, Shachat Shnei Chatzai Simonim Ba'oiv Psula, as we know that one only has to shecht one simon by an oiv, and the Braisa teaches us that if one shechts a half of two simonim by an oiv, and one may think that that's considered as if he's shechted one full simon, certainly that is not valid, and certainly by behemoth with the requirement to shecht two simonim, and certainly by only cutting a half of each simon, then it would not be valid. And as Rashi states, the chmoy delay of a midi dummy, the zil hachal lekashira, the zil hachal lekashira, the Gemara's raya is from the next part of Braisa, as the Braisa continues and brings the sheet to Rabbi Huda that we saw in our Mishnah, as Rabbi Huda states, Maiden that since when roasting an oif, one roasts it whole, therefore the blood will not drain so easily out of an oif. So when doing shechita on an oif, one must slice the veshet as well as the veridin. But the Maaser of Yehuda specifically states one must shech the veshet. He doesn't mention the kana, and it's mashma like Rabbi Adi Bahava that shechita of an oif must be on the veshet and not the kana. However, the Gemara answers that Rabbi Nachman will explain that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda mentions the veshet is mishum the veshet samach l'veridin, is because the veshet is right next to veridin. Therefore, b'metzias, when one wants to cut the veridin, the likelihood is that they will first slice the veshet and then the veridin. But certainly, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if one shechted the kana and then went and sliced the veridin, that it would still be kosher. And Ayin Rashi have veshet have been kana l'mafrekes samach l'veridin, and this kasha and this teretz was symbolized by the simon of chatzayin. And the Gemara continues with the third simon of gageres. And as the Gemara continues, Tashma, and the Gemara will bring a riot to Rav Nachman from a Braisa. As the Braisa teaches us, Shachar Chatzi Gageres V'Shachar Kedei Shechita Acheres V'Goma Shechitasek Sheira Amai La Ba'oiv Umai Gemara Gemara L'Gageres. And the Gemara's Havmina is that this Braisa is discussing a case with someone shechting an oiv. The Braisa teaches us that if one shechted a half of the kana, he then waited this shear that he would be able to finish a complete shechita, and that would be the general shear for the psul of Shehiya. Then he completed his shechita. As Rashi explains that since we previously stated that the only time there's a din of the kuvas haveshet that's psula and becomes a trefa is only by the veshet, as a veshet becomes a trefa b'mashu, but the only way that an animal becomes a trefa is only if it's nifsek hakana, it has to be roivet hakana. Therefore, even though he started shechita and he caught half of the gageres, however, zok Rashi lavascho shechiti shafil nikra chetzev loy mitrefa b'hachi, therefore the psul of Shehiya does not apply and this shechita was valid. But ultimately, the Gemara brings a raya that we see from this brisa that even though someone did shechita on the gageres, that is kosher, this would be a raya to Rav Nachman and against the shechita of Adi Bahava that stated that the only way that one could do shechita by an oif is only on the veshet and not the kana. However, the Gemara responds, loy bebehima umay gemara gemara l'shechita kula. Rav Adi Bahava will explain that really this brisa is also discussing the case of a behima, and the brisa teaches us that even though one caught half of the gageres and then took a break, was shah kedei shechita acheres, and only afterwards did he continue with the shechita, and he caught either the rest, or at least roivet the gageres, as well as the full veshet, or at least roivet the veshet, then the shechita would be kosher. Ayin Rashi, that when the Gemara stays, loy bebehima, klima, ha, afilu bebehima kama, the Gemara lava gageres koi, ela kula shechita koi, Adi Bahava could even explain that this brisa is referring to an oif, and the brisa tells us that even though certainly one has to shech the veshet and not the kana, and the brisa is teaching us by cutting half of the kana, it's not considered a trefa, then as long as one would ultimately shecht at least roiva the veshet, then it would be a valid shechita. And it's tzarich bia why Rashi had to explain that the Gemara means that the brisa is talking about afa behema, and why couldn't we just explain that the brisa is specifically talking about a behema, ayin in mefarshim. The Gemara now continues and brings a fourth raya, and this raya will be a raya to Rav Nachman and against Rav Adi Bahava, and the fourth simon is pegima. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, that let us bring a raya to Rav Nachman from the following brisa, as the brisa teaches us, harei shehoya chatzi kana pogum v'hoisav lov kolshu gemorai shechitasik sheira. Even if prior to starting shechita, if of the kana was already pogum on its own, so it's not considered a trefa, and as long as he shechs a little bit more of the simon and he finishes the shechita, then the shechita would be kosher. It would seem that this brisa is specifically talking about an oif, as the brisa states they continue the shechita and he cut a little bit more of the kana, then it would be a valid shechita. Clearly we see that by an oif, even by cutting the kana, then it's a proper shechita, and one doesn't have to specifically cut the veshet. And as Rashi states, a gemara isakadait and the gemara b'hai kolshu, once you cut a little bit more of the kana, so it's nishchat arayv, and therefore it'd be kosher, as even though half of the kana was already broken, however, that's still considered like a shalem, as a kana only becomes a trefa when it's nifsek hakana b'rayv. The meister, once you cut a little bit more, the ikar rayv kaman, so now you shechted rayv of one simen, therefore it would be kosher. And as the Gemara states, my lab oif umay gemara gemara lekana, and the Gemara answers loy bebehema umay gemara gemara leveshet. Rav Adi Bahava will explain that this brisa is specifically talking about a behema. The brisa is teaching us if half of the kana was broken, then Reuven went and shechted a little bit more of the kana, and then shechted the veshet as well, and therefore completed the shechita, as he now shechted both simanim, so therefore it would be kosher. In the chenami lefi Rav Adi Bahava, the shechita of an oif would only be valid if one shechted the veshet. Finally, the Gemara continues with the fifth of his questions, this is the simon of Chatas Oiv. The Gemara continues, Tashma, this question will be on Rav Adi Bahava, and the Gemara will ultimately state, Tiyufta Rav Adi Bahava Tiyufta. It's important to keep in mind that this Brisa will be discussing the dinim of Malika, and as we know, when doing Malika on a Oif of Kachim, there will be the Gea Chatas Oiv, the Pasuk states, Velo Yavdel, and therefore one specifically only cuts one of the simonim. However, by an Oilus Oif, one must specifically cut both simonim. And the Brisa teaches us, Ketza Milk and Chatas Oiv, Choytech Shidru Mafrekis Belay Roy Basa, Acher Megila Veshet Oil Kana, Hegila Veshet Oil Kana, Choytech Simon Echad, Roy Basa Imai, Uva Oil Shnaim, Roy Shnaim. This Brisa clearly tells us when doing Malik on a Chatas Oiv, one only cuts one of the simonim, so he can pick which simon to cut, and he could either cut the Veshet or the Kana. Clearly, this is like Rav Nachman that one could cut Oy Veshet Oy Kana, and not like Rav Adi Bahava that stated Veshet Veloy Kana. And as the Gemara states, Tiyufta Rav Adi Bahava Tiyufta, and with the Gemara will now continue and will actually state that maybe this is not a valid Tiyufta on Rav Adi Bahava, as potentially we could say it is a chilul between Shechita and Malika. And although certainly Rav Adi Bahava would have to agree that when doing Malika, one could cut either the Kana or the Veshet, however, when performing Shechita on a Oif of Chulin, then one must specifically cut the Veshet and not the Kana. As the Gemara now continues and asks, My Havila, the Lemaisa, what is the Psak Benegeya Shaila? And Rashi points out that the Gemara's question is, My Havila Linin Shechita, as certainly we already had a Tiyufta on Rav Adi Bahava Benegeya Malika, and we want to know if this would also pertain Benegeya Shechita. And the Gemara now asks, My Havila Kedekamrit, as Rashi states, Ben Malika, that since we already brought a Raya against Rav Adi Bahava Benegeya Malika, certainly by the Shechita of an Oif of Chulin, the same would hold true, and one could shecht either the Kana or the Veshet. However, the Gemara explains that our question was that Dilma Shaini Hasim, the Ikka Shidru Mafrekes, then potentially we could say, although certainly when one performs Malika, one can cut either the Veshet or the Kana, but maybe that's because when doing Malika, you start from the back of the neck of the animal, and one cuts the Shidru Mafrekes, and therefore the Oif is already weakened, and even by cutting the Kana, that would kill the Oif, and it would be a proper Malika, and as Rashi states, Ba'azaleh Chiyuse Becholdehu. However, since when one does Shechita on an Oif of Chulin, they do Shechita from the front of the neck of the Oif, they do not cut the Shidru Mafrekes, so possibly we would pass like Rav Adi Bahava, and one would Dafka have to Shecht the Veshet and not the Kana. The Gemara asks, Mai, the Lemaisa was the Halacha. The Gemara continues, Tashma, they'll bring you a Raya, we pass like Rav Nachman, even by Shechita of an Oif that's Chulin, and one could Shecht either the Kana or the Veshet, that Huba Avzo, the Havabe Rava, also Kimis Masbez Kuya Dama, there was a dog that was by Rava's house, they brought it in front of Rava, and its neck was stained with blood. As Rashi states, Meluchlich Savari Bedama, Shenikrit Savari, as his neck was already ripped, Betzarech Livdik Besimonim, and now there was a requirement to check the Simonim, Shem Nifsek HaKana, as maybe the Kana was Nifsak, or was Nikava Veshet, and therefore was a Trefa, and Ein Rabbeinu Geshem, Kim Masmas Kuyi Dama, claim of Reshev Grenoi, that not only was his neck full of blood, but its head was also full of blood. The Gemara continues that Amar Rava and Rava stated, Hechi Navid, what should we do in order to be Boydik this bird and to make sure that it wasn't Treva and that any Shechita would be Kosher? And we continue on Daf Chav Chesam Beis, as Nishchate Vahodin Nifdekei, as if you will say that we should Shecht this dog and we should then be Boydik to Simonim, and as Rashi states, you'll be Boydik Lumayim Beis HaShechita Ulumaita, and certainly one can't be Boydik in the Makam HaShechita, and therefore Rava states that certainly this is not a good Eitzah, as Dilma Makam Nekam Keshachet, as possibly the hole was actually in the makam of the shechita, and certainly this bedika would not help us. And Rava continues, Nivdekei v'hoda nishchatei, if you will say that we should be boidik the simonim, make sure that there's no nekav in the veshet, the kana was not nifsak, and then shech the bird. However, zok Rava, that even though potentially one would be able to be boidik the kana, however, certainly one would not be able to properly check out the veshet, as Amar Rabba, as Rabba taught us, veshet in le bedika v'mechutz el b'fnim, that the only way to properly inspect the veshet is only by turning it inside out and looking at the veshet from the inside of the veshet. And as Rashi explains, that the veshet actually has two layers of skin, and the top layer is red and the bottom layer is white. If you will try to be boidik the veshet from the top of the veshet and from the outside of the veshet, so potentially there may be a very small hole in the veshet, and the reason why one would not be able to see it is because there's a little bit of blood that got stuck in that hole, and the red blood will be camouflaged in the red skin of the veshet, and the only way to actually check a veshet is by turning it inside out, and then you would be able to see any hole, as any blood that gets stuck in the veshet will be red and the surrounding areas will be white. And the Gemara tells us, Amar only Rabbi Yosef Brei, the Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rava, responded to Rava that I have an Eitzah, as Nivdukei Lekona, V'nishchatei Lekona, V'lachshrei, V'hadol Avchul, V'eshet Livdukei, that we could inspect the Kona prior to Shechita, as a Kona is only possible when it's Nifsak HaKona, and that is very easy to tell, and even a Bedikas Chutz would help. After you inspect the Kona, and you see that it was not Nifsak HaKona, so you could then shecht this bird by cutting only the Kona. Then once you already shechted this bird, you can now turn the veshet inside out, and you can be boidik the veshet. And Ayin Rashi, Shakona nivdak vim b'chutz, l'fishein nitraf el b'roiv, v'hod nishchotei l'kona, v'ashchita k'shir b'simen echad, v'acha kein yitlu ha-veshet kuloi, v'yakrum en ha-lechi, v'yavchu v'yavduku, and then you will rip out the lechi from its jaw, and you'll be able to turn it inside out, and inspect the veshet, and keep in mind that even though we already learned that b'n rabbonon, one has to cut both the simonim of an oiv, however, it would seem from this Gemara that this is also considered a case of b'di'eved when it's impossible to cut both of the simonim, that even l'chatchila one could cut only one simon. And the Gemara continues that after hearing this etzah from his son Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rava stated regarding his son Rabbi Yosef, Chakim Yosef Bri b'treifas k'Rabbi Yechon, that my son Yosef is as smart as Rabbi Yechon b'negei hilchos treifas, as Rashi brings down for the Gemara on Daf Tzadik Hamabez, that Shmuel sent to Rabbi Yechon 13 camel loads of suffix treifas in order for Rabbi Yechon to paskin on the suffix treifas, and therefore we see that Rabbi Yechon was a bucky b'hilchos treifas. And Rashi then states Lishna Achrinah k'Rabbi Yechon b'chol mili. Rava said that my son is as smart b'hilchos treifas as Rabbi Yechon is b'negei everything. And as Rabbeinu Gershom states k'Rabbi Yechon b'chol atayrah, the ma'isa this etzah was to specifically cut the kana of the bird. And therefore we see that even b'negei al oif of chulin that we pass like Rav Nachman that one could cut either the kana or the veshet. And as the Gemara states Almo echad ka'amar oy hay oy hay, and therefore we see clearly that when our Mishnah stated hashechad echad ba'oif, it refers to either the kana or the veshet, as Rav Nachman stated. The Gemara now continues and quotes from the Mishnah Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda Omer al shiyishchad es avridin, and as we already saw in the Brisa, and we already mentioned when we learned our Mishnah that this din of Rabbi Yehuda is specifically stated b'negei an oif, since they would roast an oif complete and they would not cut it into parts. In order to drain the blood properly, you have to cut the vridin. Keep in mind that we already mentioned from Taisis on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph that this din of Rabbi Yehuda is only a din l'chatchila, but b'di'eved, if one doesn't cut the vridin, it would still be kosher. However, Ayin Ramban, that is chilek, and he holds that if one doesn't cut the vridin, then l'fi Rabbi Yehuda, even b'di'eved, it would be possible. And keep in mind, as we will see in our Gemara, that the din of cutting the vridin is not a din in hilchos shechita, and instead it's a din in removing the blood from a bird, and therefore the other din of hilchos shechita would not apply when cutting the vridin. Certainly, this din of Rabbi Yehuda does not apply to behemoths, and since they would not roast the behemoth while it was whole, when roasting the behemoth, that would remove the dominant behemoth. And in a Torah in Yerudei and Simon Chav Beis, who states, "Roiv damim shebehemoth va'oif nigurin achav vridin shebetzavar ve'ina melech v'le'or shoyev kol adam shebehem hilchach oif shederach l'tzlois l'sholem tzarech lishchet avridin k'dei sheyetze adam v'loish avridin b'tor shechita shoyim shoy doros ben k'shera al shetzarech l'nachvam b'shas shechita." And as our Gemara will explain, that at the point of Shechita, the dam is still warm, therefore the blood will flow out of the animal and will not congeal. However, once the blood of the animal cools off, then the blood will already start congealing, and as the Torah states, and the Gemara now continues, Amar Rav Chista, and Rav Chista explains the Shita Rabbi Yehuda exactly as we explained, that Lo Yam Rabbi Yehuda Al Ba'oiv, Ha'il V'Tzerleo Kula Ke'echad Al Behema Kimi Menatcha Iva. And the Gemara continues in Yisrael Rav Chista, L'meimur, the time of Rabbi Yehuda, Mishim Damu, by you explaining that Rabbi Yehuda only said his halacha b'negei an oif and not by a behemah, you're clearly telling us that this is not a halacha in Shechita, it's only needed in order to remove the dam of the oif, if so, none of the hilchos Shechita should apply. And Vatan, and we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Oimah, Shishcha Sevridin, Rabbi Yehuda states specifically that one has to do Shechita on the Vridin, and it's mashma that one has to follow all of the hilchos Shechita, and L'chir will be mashma that this should apply to an oif as well as to a behemah. However, the Gemara answers that even though Rabbi Yehuda used lashon of shechita, but it means atchinka b'shas shechita, that we have to make sure to make a hole in the vridin during the time of shechita. And as we previously mentioned, if the blood had time to cool down, then the blood will congeal, and even if you cut the vridin, blood won't drain out of the oif. And the Gemara now continues and asks another question on Rav Chista, as tashma, as we learned in the Braisa, vridin b'shechita of Rabbi Yehuda. It seems that Rabbi Yehuda is teaching us that there's a chiyuv to do shechita on the vridin, and the Gemara Gemara answers, Ema v'ridin sarach l'nakvam b'shashchita de Rabbi Yehuda, that in the Chanami we could also explain the Braisa similarly to how we explain the Mishnah. The Rabbi Yehuda is teaching us that one has to slice the v'ridin during the time of Shchita in order to make sure that the dam is still warm and the dam will drain from the neck of the oif. The Gemara continues, Tashma, and we will ask another question of Chista from the following Braisa, as Amru Leil Rabbi Yehuda, as Rabbanu responds to Rabbi Yehuda, Me'acha shloi huskru v'ridin el lohitz mendam, Mali b'shchita, Mali shloi b'shchita. And the Havmid of the Gemara is that Rabbanu Achilak and Rabbi Yehuda, although they agree with Rabbi Yehuda that one must cut the v'ridin, but they hold that it's only lohitz yadam, and therefore when cutting the v'ridin, there should be no difference if one fouls hilcha shchita or if one just pierces the v'ridin and makes sure to drain the blood. And the Gemara is on Rabbi Yehuda, that mechlal Rabbi Yehuda sav b'shchita, and smash from this price that Rabbi Yehuda is Chilak and Rabbanon. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the cutting of the v'ridin is part of the ma'aseh shchita, and therefore there should not be a chilak between cutting the v'ridin of an oiv or cutting the v'ridin of a behemah. In all cases, one should have to cut the v'ridin. How could Rav Chista of Torahs that loyim Rabbi Yehuda al ba'oiv? However, the Gemara answers hachi ka'amrilei, that is what the Rabbanon was saying to Rabbi Yehuda, that mali l'nakvim b'shash shchita, mali l'nakvim shloi b'shash shchita, that since we agree with you that the reason why one has to cut the v'ridin is in order to release the blood from the oiv, and if so, why would one have to do so at the time of shchita if one should be able to cut the v'ridin at any point and even after shchita? However, husava, but Rabbi Yehuda argues in the Rabbanon as he hold b'shash shchita asidam dechayim shloi b'shash shchita loy asidam dekarir. One specifically has to make sure to cut the v'ridin at the time of shchita when the blood is still warm, as in this way the blood will drain from the neck of the oiv. However, if he waits too long, then the blood will cool off and it will congeal, and one will not be able to drain the blood from the oif. Certainly, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the reason why we have to cut the v'ridin is in order lahitzi adam. Therefore, Rav Chista is correct that this halacha would only apply to an oif and not to a behema. The Gemara now continues that even though Rav Chista just taught us that loy am Rabbi Yehuda al ba'oif hayel v'tzaleu kula kechad al behema kivim nachta if eva leitzarech, and therefore we mudayik from the words of Rav Chista that if Rabbi Yehuda, one doesn't have to cut the v'ridin in the same manner as the shchita of the simanim, as certainly it's not a lach and shchita, and as long as one cuts the v'ridin, then that would suffice. And Rashi points out, Rav Yemya leshmi lehad Rav Chista, as we will see, that based on the question of Rav Yemya, clearly Rav Yemya must not heard this halacha of Rav Chista, and as the Gemara continues, by Rav Yemya, v'ridin Rav Yehuda, shah behen jaris behen ma'u, l'fi Rav Yehuda, would the psulim of shchita apply to the v'ridin or not? And as Rashi states, that Shaila is Shchita Mamish by Rabbi Yehuda Iloi, and the Gemara tells us Amalei Hu Saba, that this older person told Rabbi Yirmiyah, and some say that this would refer to Eliyahu HaNavi, but Hachi Amar Rabbi Elazar, that so said Rabbi Elazar, but Amri Lo, and some say Amalei Hu Saba Rabbi Elazar, that this Saba said to Rabbi Elazar, that Hachi Amar Rabbi Yechran. Rabbi Yechran explained the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that when cutting the v'ridin Menachvim Bekoitz Vehing Shirin, that even if one would use a thorn in order to pierce the v'ridin, then it would be kosher. The psulim of shchita does not apply to v'ridin, as the only reason to cut the v'ridin is lahoitzi sedam, as we explained. The Gemara now continues, Tanya Kavasa Rav Chista, that we have a brisa that's been first like Rav Chista, as the brisa tells us that Tanakam holds shach shnei chatzay siman ba'oif pasul ve'in tzarach loyim behema, and Rabbi Yehuda iman, Rabbi Yehuda states ba'oif ad shishchay sevesha pesav v'ridin, and Rabbi Yehuda clearly states that this din is dafka by an oif and not by a behema, and this is exactly like we learned from Rav Chista, and we will stop over here.